CJWW is proud to support Shakespeare on the Saskatchewan, which is opening real soon. The artistic director for Shakespeare on the Saskatchewan, Kayvon Koshkam, joins us today. Well, Kayvon, let us know what you got planned for the summer.
A lot. We got a lot on offer.
I believe
this summer. We're really going to blow the doors off this year. This beautiful site was made in that very ominous 2020 year, and this year is the first year we're feeling like we can really launch and celebrate what was achieved down there. So we've got three plays opening up within 2 weeks. It's going to be a kind of a crazy run.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, we got one.
What's your summer like? Well, busy. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not holding back. We really just want to welcome people back to the theater and get people excited about that new site. And you know, just celebrate what we used to all love doing in the summer.
I bet being from your side of things, not a fan side of things, but from your side of things, you know, working and getting this site to where it needs to be, that's got to be exciting on your end to show it off.
Well, yeah, and it's a new thing for me coming from my first year as artistic director, and so my previous past just working as a grunt, let's say, in the theater. Now we have this home, which we are stewards of, and so it's exciting to decorate it and basically get to throw a party for a couple months.
That's great. So what can we see on stage?
Well, I'm going to roll out my season for you. I've got the most excellent lamentable tragedy of Romeo and Juliet. I like the original full title. That's opening on July 7th. The next night we'll open The Dark Lady on the John Rayner Community Stage. That is a world premiere of a new play that we're co-producing with Shakespeare in the Ruins in Winnipeg. Don't miss that. That's a very exciting piece. I also would add that we're dedicating that entire run as a pay-what-you-can model. So if anybody feels there's a barrier in being able to afford coming to the arts or the theater, and I know that barrier does exist and can feel that way, I want to make sure that there's an opportunity for everybody to be able to join us this summer on site and see some theater. So Dark Lady, pay what you can.
Yeah, nice touch.
Yeah, it's important to me. And July 15th, the next week, we're opening As You Like It, our main stage comedy.
All right, so it opens up the night of the very first play, the very first night of the season for Shakespeare on Saskatchewan is July 4th, correct?
Well, July 4th will be the first preview. We've got three previews, and I'll actually add all the previews are also pay what you can. So if you feel like you can't afford the full price ticket for the main stage, come to one of our previews. That's accessible for you.
All right, right through to the end of August?
August 20th.
All right, sounds good. Tickets are already on sale, or?
Go to ShakespeareSass.com. Everything's up there. You can get a single ticket. You get a subscription. You get a romance package. You come to the chef's event. You come to the Sunday tea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and just join us for fun anyways. Site's open. We got cornhole, new patio furniture, a beer made for us from 9 Mile and Blackbridge, made us a beer called Two Households. We'll be pouring that all summer.
Right on. Sounds great. It's a great Shakespeare on the Saskatchewan experience. Check it out this summer. Again, Kayvon, for details and tickets, we go to
ShakespeareSask.com.